This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A delegation of U.S. representatives visited Kyiv Monday to tout support for Ukraine following the passage of legislative package providing billions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed $60 billion in assistance to aid the people of Ukraine in your fight against illegal Russian aggression. It is my hope that as soon as this week, the Senate will also pass this bill, and that the president will sign it into law.
That's Republican Representative Tom Keene. The Senate is set to begin considering the House passed bill on Tuesday with some preliminary votes that afternoon. Final passage is expected sometime next week, which would clear the way for U.S. President Joe Biden to sign it into law. Russian media say the country is preparing to move ballistic missiles close to its border with Finland. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Russian media reported Monday that the military plans to deploy an Iskander ballistic missile system close to the border with Finland. But the announcement is not raising alarm bells in Helsinki, says security analyst Charlie Salonius-Pasternak.
Announcing a thing and then doing something about it are two very different things when it comes from Russia.
Analysts say Finland is facing varied security and hybrid threats from Russia since it joined NATO after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
European Union countries possessing Patriot air defense systems appear reluctant to give any to Ukraine. Countries desperately seeking at least seven of the missile batteries to help fend off Russian air attacks. At a meeting on Monday of EU foreign and defense ministers, countries with Patriots prefer to focus on the money they are spending to help Ukraine. Only Germany has come forward with a single Patriot missile battery in answer to